A group of artists is opening an exhibit this weekend at the Fickey Art Museum in Davenport. What sets this show apart from other displays across the state is how the work has helped these artists through some dark days. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard brings us the story of the Living Proof exhibit.
You might call the collection of more than 60 pieces of art at the Fickey a smorgasbord exhibit.
Everything from fiber arts, which include sewing and knitting and a quilt, to painting, to encaustics and photography, or more traditional, as people say, the more traditional forms of art.
There is one thing, however, that ties all of this work together.
This is a juried exhibit. However, even to be considered into the exhibition, you need to be a cancer survivor.
Pamela Crouch is executive director and co-founder with Mary Ellen Cunningham of the nonprofit Living Proof exhibit. They formed it in 2010 as both battled cancer.
Literally, I was sitting at home feeling very sorry for myself. I was bald, I was full of steroids, and I couldn't remember anything.
Chemotherapy had left Crouch with aphasia, what many cancer survivors call chemo brain, the inability to remember even the simplest words. She was a writer and needed to find another way to express herself. She picked up some paintbrushes, bought some birdhouses, painted the roofs pink, added flowers and butterflies, and gave them away as gifts to friends and fellow cancer survivors.
Cancer strips away so much of what you know about yourself. By being able to have a little opportunity to create, to build something, when cancer takes so much away, to build something is very meaningful and very powerful.
Art became Crouch's healing therapy. She expanded into photography and mixed media collages, and she found many other cancer patients seeking creative ways to aid recovery. One of them is Sue Lemon. She's a 10-year cancer survivor and has taken up abstract painting.
It occupies your mind so you don't have to think about troubles in the world, about pain, whether it's arthritic pain, cancer pain, depression. Your mind is caught up in the creative process.
Lemon says art has allowed her to get her mind off cancer and onto more pleasant things. 6-year breast cancer survivor Terry Reinhartz is pursuing a completely different form of artistic expression.
I'm the healing puzzles lady.
She's making jigsaw puzzles.
When I was growing up, my family went through a lot of trials, and my dad was out of a job a lot. So we would sit around and do puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, till he found a job.
Reinhartz resorted to this pastime when she got sick and had little energy to do much else. She has 3 of her creations as part of the Living Proof exhibit. The director of education at the Fickey, Melissa Moore, calls her decision to provide space for the exhibit a no-brainer.
The story of so many of the survivors who have artworks in this exhibition are meant to be told, and I feel like the Fickey is the right place to do that.
In fact, it's the second time the Fickey has hosted the Living Proof exhibit. Moore says it was a hit with the public in 2014.
I don't know that we've ever had an exhibition opening in the community gallery that was that big. We ran out of food, so I ordered more this time.
Moore says people come because everyone has been touched by cancer or by some form of upheaval in their lives. They, too, can turn to the therapeutic benefits of art. The Living Proof exhibit will be on display through October 16th. From the Fickey Art Museum in Davenport, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.